Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1037. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rav Aaron Zizel. Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lirufur Shalema Sara Fega Bas Leina Chamash Takav Rufur Shalema Pesach Shechel Yisrael. Okay, getting back to our Malacha of Koitzer. So we've been talking about items which grow from the ground, which of course we're going to get back to. What about items in a flower pot? What about items? Sometimes people have plants in flower pots, and it's not, I don't know exactly how you call it, but it's a regular flower pot, we understand, but sometimes the regular plants also are in a type of a flower pot. So just to start, what is the halacha with that? Sometimes people have flower pots or people have plants that are hanging, right? Sometimes they're hanging, sometimes they're on the floor, sometimes they're actually outside on the dirt itself, on the ground. So how do we deal halachically? How do we deal with these inyanim when it comes to these type of plants that are either detached through a flower pot type of a thing, or sometimes, like we said, hanging, or sometimes even actually on the ground itself. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch, again, in our Simon Shin Lamed Zayin, Sif Ches, actually uses the word otzitz. We're going to be talking about that quite a bit in reference to flower pots and plants that are in flower pots and so on. And the word otzitz says the Shulchan Aruch, actually, in parentheses in the Ramah, Perish Chatzi Kad Shezorim Shom Asovim. It's a type of a half of a jug, like a flower pot that we know that there's things growing inside that people plant in different type of flower pots. That's what the word otzitz tells us, the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so now says the Shulchan Aruch in the sif before, the Mechaba says, Osur litloish afilu me otzitz she'en enokov. If there's somebody has a flower pot, you have, now, as far as the flower pot itself, you have something called nokov ein enokov. We're going to talk about also. You could have a flower pot that has a hole on the bottom, and you could have a flower pot that's closed on the bottom. There's various different type of flower pots. Depending on why do companies make it like that, obviously the gardeners all understand it depends if it's for outside, inside, or so on, and hanging up, and so on. Okay. But be it as it may, what's the halachic status of those type of flower pots, whether it has a hole, whether it doesn't have a hole? So, first of all, tells us the Shulchan Aruch, Aser litloish, afilu me'otzitz she'en enokov. Somebody has a flower pot, they have plants growing inside of this flower pot, flowers, whatever, grass, it doesn't make a difference. It's something that's growing inside, some sort of plantation inside of the flower pot, and even though it does not have a hole in it, it's a regular flower pot, one is not allowed to pull out items from inside. In other words, to pull out the flower, to pull out the grass, to pull out the weeds, to pull out the plant, whatever it is that's inside the soil, inside of this flower pot. Now the Mishnah Berurah tells us something else. In our Siman Shin Lamed Zay, Shin Lamed Vav, I'm sorry, in our Siman Shin Lamed Vav, they go through various, the Shulchan Aruch goes through various different items which have to do with the gardening issues. It's not only the koitzer, removal, like we said, koitzer is the removal from its growth area where it's growing from the roots and so on. It's not only about that, it talks about watering plants and flowers and these type of things. So he says also, tells us Mishnah Berurah, v'hu adin, again, it's not our malacha, but it's important to keep in mind, tells us Mishnah Berurah, v'hu adin she'asa l'hashkois hazroim b'saycha atzis. You also can water, right? The person has their plants growing, you can't start watering plants on Shabbos. You can water the garden on Shabbos, and right, somebody takes a hoe as well. I have time, so I'll just go water the garden. You don't water the garden on Shabbos. You can't water plants, regular plants on Shabbos, flowers, and these various different type of things. It's a different malacha. It is a different malacha, but we have to know that one cannot do it. And to the point that we're going to see, we'll talk about it down the road. There's different gezeiros in reference to even eating, possibly eating, having a picnic, or eating even outside the chalal. I want to eat on the grass. I want to wash on the grass, right? I want to wash from chalal. I'm eating Shalosh Seudos, it's beautiful outside, nice, beautiful, sunny day, it's a summer day, or whatever, I want to wash on the grass. You can't do that. that. So we're going to see those halachas as we go down the road. That's a different malacha, but tells us Mishnah Berurah, it says you can water your plants in the flower pots on Shabbos. Fafilu im ha'otzitz hu munach ba'aliyah. Even now you'll tell me, well, good, yeah, that's only in a case. I can water my garden, I understand. Or I can water my flower pot that's on the ground, that's attached to the ground somehow, right through a hole, and it's the roots are attached to the ground. I understand that. But what about a flower pot that's hanging? I have my plants hanging up, and they're hanging up from the ceiling, from the wall, from the whatever it is, from hooks. Sometimes people have various different type of plants growing there, and the flower pot is on a hook. So he says in Mishabruva, Filu Ma'otzis, Hu Munach Bali. Even if you have a hanging flower pot with plants or flowers in it, you cannot. Gam Ken Yesh Isser Bechol Zeh. All this falls under the Isser of watering plants on Shabbos. Okay. Now, tells us the Mishnah Berurah further. Again, that's not our malacha, but we just wanted to, bring it out because of the fact the Mishnah Berurah does say it on the spot. Tells us Mishnah Berurah further in Sifkatan Mem Beis, Avol Me'otzitz Nokov. Okay, so that which we're talking about, one cannot remove what you can't pull out from the soil from a flower pot that does not have a hole, it's closed. But a flower pot that has a hole on, that has a hole in it, Chiyuv Nami Yesh Bezeh, there's Mam Shechiyuv. L'fisha Yoynik Menakarka Alidei Hanekav, because let's say it's on the ground and it has a hole. It's mamish, it's getting its nourishment from the ground itself. So you'll tell me, good, well, it's a tiny little hole. What's the problem, right? You'll tell me, I want to pull out a flower from the soil that's in the flower pot. It's only a tiny little hole. No, even a little hole tells us the Mishnah Berurah, v'afilu hoya nekev katan, even if the flower pot, now again, we're talking about a flower pot now that has a hole and it is on the ground. And even if it's a little hole, says the Mishnah Berurah, shehu bechdei sheyetze mimenu shorish katan, shehu poches megezayis, it's mamsh, a small little root could come out of there, whatever, small little tiny hole, still you can't pull out from there. One has to be extremely careful. That's a chiyuv he brings out. Vafilu im, in other words, to pull out the plant, to pull out, to uproot the grass, to uproot the weeds or the flower, the plant that's in this flower pot that has the hole, that has a little hole and it's on the ground. Shehu, even a little tiny hole. Vafilu im hoya tells us Mishbura. Even if it's on the wall, on the side, right? It's good. It's the flower pot is in the ground. Let's say the flower pot is in the ground and the hole is on the side. Kevinshu, you can't do that either. Even in such a case, you can't pull out. Kevinshu keneged masha tomen min hageza be'ofar. And he said, and he finishes off. V'kol shekein im hu b'shulav neged hasharish. Of course, it's and for sure, kol shekein if it's on the bottom. In other words, keneged the roots itself. Okay, so the bottom line is just to end off today's shiur. Of course, we want to get more into it. Just to give a quick hakdama to get a little bit into the inyanim of flower pots, and that's a very important thing. Again, just real quickly to sum up, uprooting plants, flowers, weeds, grass, whatever it is, from a flower pot, whether it's closed on the bottom, whether not, one is not allowed to do on Shabbos because of the fact that it's running, basically, a person is uprooting it from its source of growth, even though it's in a flower pot. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, bracha, kol tuv.